こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ニューヨークのレノバケア社が重度の火傷にスキンガンと呼ばれる装置を使って患者自身の肝細胞をスプレーし、火傷を完全に治す技術の特許をアメリカで取得しました。これまで重度の火傷の場合は、火傷の面積分患者の健康な皮膚を切り取り、火傷部分に移植していましたが、切り取った箇所も治療が必要になるほか、跡が残ったり、移植後にリハビリや痛み止めが必要でした。新しい技術では、小さい切手ほどの大きさだけ皮膚を切り取り、そこから患者自身の肝細胞を取り出してスキンガンで患部にスプレーします。通常、火傷の傷は外側から内側に向かって治るため、傷が大きければ大きいほど時間がかかり、感染症や傷跡が残るリスクが高まります。スキンガンを使うと傷の表面全体が一気に治り始めるため、治りが早く傷跡も残りません。
A New York company called RenovaCare has acquired a US patent for a device called Skin Gun, which sprays stem cells capable of completely healing severely burnt skin. Currently, skin grafts are used for victims with severe burns, in which healthy skin is transplanted from another area. However, this causes a new injury where they remove the skin and can often leave a scar, as well as require rehabilitation and pain medication. The new technique involved removing a stamp-sized piece of skin, harvesting its stem cells, and spraying them onto the burn site using the skin gun. Naturally, burn injuries heal from the outside inward, meaning that large injuriesTake longer to heal and are more susceptible to infection and leaving a scar. Using the skin gun, however, the skin will heal uniformly and all at once, the result being that it heals faster and without leaving a scar.
そう、すごいんだよね、これ。写真見た？あの、本当のすごいやけど、腕全部みたいな。が、もう、アフターの写真だと、何もこともなかったかのような、もうなんともない。
So,Is spraying the stem cells on pretty much the only step the body does the rest of it?
うん。すごい簡単だから、その、皮膚から肝細胞を取り出してスプレーするまでの全てのプロセスが90分しかかからないのね。だから、本当にもう数時間でシュッシュッとスプレーして、まあ、あとは普通に自然に治癒するのを待つ。
What phase is this thing in right now? Do you know?
あの、ベルリンとかヨーロッパではすでにもう患者さんに実際に治験が済んでいて、まあ、だから写真が実際あるんだけれども、アメリカだとまだ患者には使えないっていうことで、こっから多分 FDA の許可とかを得ていく感じ。でもすごいのは、だからさっきも言ったように、今までって火傷の面積分健康な皮膚を取ってこなくちゃいけなかったわけじゃん。その分の皮膚がなくなっちゃうから、そこも治さなくちゃいけない。でもこれだと切り取った皮膚の100倍の面積までカバーできる量の肝細胞が取れるんだって、だから本当に切手ぐらいもちっちゃいパッチ。
Are they cultivating more or something? Or are they just from that sample?
Just from the sample. だから別に肝細胞育ててとかじゃなくて、もう取ってすぐ使えるやつが何千個も取れる。だから90分で終わる。
I wonder if this has any application for other injuries that other than burns.
すごいんだよ。それでこのスキンガンっていうのが本当に銃みたいな形をしてるんだけど、未来の銃みたいな形、本当に。あの、ビデオとか見るとね、わー、サイファイの映画みたい。
You know, they're using, stem cells like this in Germany, that Regenokine company, where they take a lot of your blood and they put it in
spin するやつ?
centrifuge. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they separate out like the plasma and
Oh, God.
other parts of the blood.
I don't want to say this, but この間ね、ダンベルゼリエンが
What?
I was on Instagram.
Stalking Dan
Bilzerian. No, no, no. Instagram って今こう上にあの スナップチャットみたいにライブじゃないんだけど、なんかこう動画がストリームできるみたいな機能があって、そこでダン・ベルゼリアンがあったのね、うん、で何してんだろうと思って見たら、まさに幹細胞を、あ違う、血を取って多分スピンしたやつを、うん、No. He was injecting stem cells, actually. From his neck.
From his neck or so, in his neck?
Into his neck.
Okay.
あの首の後ろ側に幹細胞をすっごい長い針を刺して注射してる動画だったの。
Mm-hmm. Was that the, what they had, that plasma that they had removed from his blood with the centrifuge?
多分。なんかその話を前にジョー・ローガンのポッドキャストで話してて、で、昨日その動画をまさに見て、わー、首から幹細胞入れてるよみたいな。
All the rich people who work out are doing it.
そう、本当、金持ちがみんな若返りとかいろいろ期待して、早速幹細胞を自分に入れてるっていう。
Well, you know those, I don't know if we specifically talked about it, but there have been experiments where they took mice, like an old mouse and a young mouse, and they cut off the side of each mouse and they kind of stuck them together.
Oh God.
To see if the young mouse's blood circulating through the older mouse would rejuvenate it.
Okay.
And they found that it did in the metrics that they were observing. So they're...
Run, young people, run!
Yeah, there's something weird going on. I'm not quite sure how it works, but it's possible that the quality of your blood or those things in your blood while you were younger deteriorates as you get older, right? Just how effective it is in reducing inflammation and aiding the repair of things and whatnot. So with that same principle, you can extract it from your own body and put it in that centrifuge and get it in concentration and then put large amounts of those agents in a targeted area of your body, like your knee or something, where you have problems. And apparently it's been effective for a lot of professional athletes and Dan Bilzerian. And
これもね、そのやけどだけじゃなくて、例えばがんとか皮膚がんとかでも、その部分を取って、でも別の耳の後ろとかから皮膚を持ってきてとかってよくあるから、でもそうすると確かにね、元々の問題プラスその取られちゃった皮膚のとこも痛いし、やらなくてよくなるんだったらもう最高だよね、それは。
This is a weird hack, isn't it? I think we're finding more ways to kind of hack ourselves.
本当ゲームみたいだよね、あの、てかコンピューターみたい、これを、あ、これでよかったんだみたいなさ。
Well, it's hacking in the sense that the repair or the difficult parts of what are happening, we're not doing, you know? It's still a natural process. We're just leveraging these natural processes in more intentional ways.
そう、でも幹細胞をなんか振りかければいいっていう問題なんだみたいな。
It sounds like bullshit, doesn't it?
そう、本当そう。
Or you just spray these stem cells on, it'll be good.
そうそうそう。それでいいんだよね、でも面白いね。次、これまで夢を見ていない深い眠りでは人は無意識の状態であるとされてきましたが、カナダのブリティッシュコロンビア大学の認知科学研究で、深い眠りについている間、脳の海馬が活発になっており、基本的には意識があることが分かりました。これは寝ているという自覚と時間の感覚が合わさったものかもしれないとチームは考えています。インドのヨガやヴェーダンタでは、古来より眠りの最中に思考や感情が止まったとしても意識は途切れていないと言われてきました。チームを率いたエヴァン・トンプソン教授は自身の本の中でも、このように現代の科学的発見が古代の哲学を証明することがあり、瞑想などマインドフルになる練習を行うことで睡眠障害など現代社会の問題を改善できる可能性があるとしています。
While it had been believed that in deep sleep human beings are unconscious, research by British Columbia University in Canada has found that the hippocampus is active and that fundamentally there is consciousness in deep sleep, The team suggests that it may just be an awareness of being asleep combined with the passage of time. In Indian yoga and Vedanta, it is suggested that even if your thoughts and emotions are halted in sleep, your consciousness itself remains. Research team lead Professor Evan Thompson points out that often modern science validates certain ideas from ancient philosophy, and that meditation and mindfulness practice could help problems in modern society like sleep disturbances.
そう、まさにこの間マインドフルのことについてコラムを書いたから、マミ的に超タイムリーなんだけど、なんか過去の研究でそのヨガとかですごい瞑想をよくしてる人、まあ、仏教でもいいんだけど、で眠ってる間にも私は自覚がありますっていう人がいるんだよね。でその人たちの脳を実際にモニターすると、寝てる間も特殊な電気生理的活動が見られて、こう起きている時と同じように高周波のガンマ体活動があるみたいなのが確認されていて、だからこう
Just in those people or、
so
in the general population this is not the case?
Probably notJust the people who do meditation all the time and who say that they are aware even when they're sleeping. だから本当にその人たちがだから嘘ついてるとか言ってるだけっていうことじゃなくて、実際脳が違う働きをしてる。面白いよね。この先生もそのヨガとかだけじゃなくて仏教でもこういう話は出てくるみたいなことを本に書いてるらしい。
It's so different the way thatare developed modern society treats consciousness and sleep and the way that some of these ancient civilizations or indigenous populations treat it. They don't even consider sleep as necessarily not real. You know?
そう、なんかこの論文でも結局今って寝るっていうことについてこう意識をパチッとスイッチオフにするみたいな感じに考えられてるけど、実際はそうではなくて、もうちょっと瞑想とかに近いような、それこそ意識と無意識の間みたいな、間なのかさまよってるのか、だからこの人たちも寝てる間に無意識の時期が訪れてる可能性はある、その無意識の瞬間がある可能性はもちろんあるけど、ずっと無意識になっちゃってるわけではないよっていう。面白い。
Do you talk in your sleep?
I don't think so, but I like
people...
make noises.
You make noises?
Like, yeah, like I have a lot of nightmare.
Yeah.
怖い夢を見る頻度が尋常じゃないのね、私さ、ここ数年。前は年に2回ぐらい見るぐらいだったんだけど、今本当に1日おきか毎日ぐらい怖いか嫌な感じの夢。
Wait, they were that infrequent before?
昔ね、でもここ数年は本当にしょっちゅうで、でしかも毎日夢は見るので、 I think my husband wakes up because of me, because I make noises like うーんとか、なんかうなされる、むむむは言わないけど起きてる時しか、そううなされてるとか、あとなんかみたいな、なんていうの、gasp じゃないけど、
Yeah. Do you usually wake up or you just gasp and
自分で起きる時もあるし、横で寝てる夫が大丈夫みたいな、怖い夢見てるよって言って起こしてくれて、え？みたいな時もある。なんでわかったのみたいな、なんで怖い夢見てるってわかったのって言うと、いや、うなされてたよ普通にみたいな。
Do you understand what's going on right after you wake up? Because I often don't.
あのね、だから慣れすぎてもうわかる。
Like、
慣れてないと、
as soon as you wake up, you're like, oh, I was having a dream.
そうそうそう。で、慣れてない時はさ、慣れてないから起きてもあれ現実かなって思っちゃうけど、それが毎日あるとさ、もう起きた瞬間、あ、まただよみたいな、また悪い夢だわって思って、何なんだろうね。
Well, people have sleep paralysis, which is clearly a state that's in between、
そうだね、
unconscious and conscious.
金縛りってやつだよね。
Yeah.
確かに金縛りって、私が小学生の時はもうさ、怪奇現象っていうかお化けの話とともに語られてて、
I think it is though.
え、今も?
Well,
さすがに今は怖い話ではないじゃん。
Hmm.
なんかもう分かってきてるじゃん。
Yeah, but the one time I had it, it was like a weird horror. Like, it only happened to me once in my life.
Okay.
But it was...
Was there like a grandma sitting on your bed or something like
that? I thought I was awake and I was lying in bed. And then there's like this figure that came into my room, just showed up in my room, and it just stood at the foot of my bed. And I couldn't move. I couldn't make sound. I couldn't do anything.
Mm.
And it seemed to last forever. Like it lasted a long time.
え、それ起きた時、本当に起きたことだと思った?なんか混乱した?
Yeah, well, I woke up and my eyes had already been open, as far as I can tell.
Mm.
You know, so when I say I woke up, it was just like I was able to move.
Right.
Was the only difference, right? So, I guess so. I mean, I didn't think it was real.Necessarily, but I was freaked out enough to like go check my door lock and like my windows.
それ多いよね。統一されてるよね。その誰かが足元に立ってたとか、誰かが乗っかってきたとか、基本なんかさ、知らない人がいるみたいな。それ何なんだろうね。なんでこう共通して。
Well, I think it's related to the phenomenon of the Holy Ghost. You know, people have said that there's this.Like groups of people walking in nature say that they feel like there's another person there along with the group. It's a really common phenomenon that's been reported by people. And in religions, there's often this friendly ghost in Christianity referred to as the Holy Ghost, which is just a presence outside of yourself, a kind of being that is just, I don't know, just...looking out for you or something.
Okay.
But not as like a real phenomenon, but as something that people's brains create. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so その感覚がなんで trigger されるのかなっていう疑問。
I don't know what the trigger is, but...
だってなんか絶対に人じゃん。なんかそこで可愛い猫がいてみたいなことじゃなくて、いつもなんかちょっとさ、クリーピーな人の影とかさ。
Well, it's something that you feel has intention. But I mean, I don't think it's always humans because people say that, you know, they're visited by extraterrestrials or something, abduction scenarios and whatnot. So we kind of separate that off because...They say that they're aliens and they're not humans, but I think it's kind of the same, a similar phenomenon.
次、PNAS に掲載されたウィーン大学の研究で、WHO のデータによると、1960年代から現在までの間に出産の際に帝王切開を行った女性の数が 20% 増加していることが分かりました。チームは赤ちゃんは生存のため体内で大きく成長しようとするのに対し、女性は直立歩行を確保し、早産を避けるために骨盤を細くしてきたという相反する選択圧があると説明し、100年前には骨盤に対して大きすぎる赤ちゃんや骨盤が細すぎる女性は出産の際に命を落としていましたが、今は帝王切開で無事に出産を済ませられるため、その遺伝子が淘汰されず受け継がれ、結果的に帝王切開を必要するとする人の数が増えているとチームは結論付けています。これに対し複数の専門家は、胎児の頭と母体の骨盤の大きさが釣り合っていない、児童骨盤不均衡を引き起こす要因が帝王切開だけとするのは安易な上、たった数世代の間の増加を進化的とするのは行き過ぎだなどと批判しています。
In research published in PNAS by the University of Vienna, how do we usually say that? PNAS. According to WHO data, the number of women undergoing C-sections has increased by 20% since 1960. The researchers state that in order to improve a baby's odds of surviving, there is an evolutionary pressure to make it as large as possible. However, this is countered by the need to be able to walk upright as well as avoid premature birth, both factors that encourage narrower hips. While 100 years ago, if the baby was too large or the hips too narrow, life would be lost, today this is avoided with a C-section. Because these babies can now be delivered safely, genetics that result in these complications are not weeded out, and the number of people who require C-sections is increasing. Some experts have responded critically to the research, stating that attributing the compatibility issue of baby head size and pelvic size solely to C-sections is simplistic, and that to state that a change occurring over the course of only a few generations is evolution may be an exaggeration.
So, 最初にこの記事が結構バーっていろんなメディアに出たんだよね。あの帝王切開によって、まあ、進化の過程が変わってるっていう、だこのままいくと帝王切開が必要な女性がもう増える一方っていうのがバーって出て、そっからいやちょっと待って待ってみたいな感じでいろんな専門家がいや正直この論文が PNAS に載ったことが驚きみたいな、結構批判していて、なんでかっていうと証拠がないんだよね。WHO のこの数だけを見てここまで結論を、まあ、つけてるっていうのがあって、つまりその帝王切開を余儀なくされてる人もいれば、そうじゃないんだけど帝王切開してる人が増えてるっていうのが今確かに問題になってるじゃん。あのそっちの方が安かったりとかして、だから
Well, it sounds plausible and it sounds like it's probably a factor.
Yeah, it could be, but...
How could it not be? I think it's probably a factor. It becomes a question of degree, I think.
そう、だからなんかこれしかないみたい、絶対にこれしか要因がないみたいな書き方を多分されてんだよね、論文で。だから、いや、それはちょっと大げさすぎみたいな。だからこの some decades で 20% 増加しているのが帝王切開だけだとすると、本当にここ数十年で誰も自然分娩できないようなことになっちゃうわけだから、それが正しいとするとね、だそれはちょっと言い過ぎだみたいな。
Were they really saying that? That this is what's this is the only cause? Or
well they,
I mean that's a sure
yeah,
way
they're
for
treating
researchers
it.
To
they're,
get themselves in trouble.
They're treating it like it is the major factor. And they didn't really look at other factors.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why it's been criticized. But なんかそのアイデア自体はすごい面白いよね、でも。面白いし、女性からするとあの怖いよね。だから、例えば自分と旦那さんがどっちも帝王切開で生まれてる場合とか。なんかこの耳頭骨盤不均衡っていうのが原因の場合のみアプライするけどね、ただ。で、それがどれぐらいの割合で起きてるのか、私ちょっとググったけど分かんなかったんだけど、その、耳頭骨盤不均衡っていうのは、が起きるのは、なんか、女性がすごいちっちゃい時、背が140センチ台とか、のすごいちっちゃい女性が妊娠した場合に、まあ確かに骨盤がちっちゃいから、自然には産めないとか、あと、1回目の出産の時にすごく難産だったりとかなんかすると、2回目にこれが起きちゃうことがあるとか、なんかいろいろ原因はあるらしいんだけど、
Yeah, well, it's got to be super complex with genetic factors and epigenetic factors. Of course, nutrition is going to play a role in the development of the physical skeleton as well.
でも怖いよね。だからそれがでもありえるんだもんね。
Well, it's like,
普通に物理的に無理みたいな。
It's like glasses. People wear glasses, and then they have kids with people who wear glasses. Their kids have glasses, and have kids with glasses in it.
そうそうそう。
You know, there's no...
それは本当にそう。
There's not really a way out of it. Because no one's dying because they can't see.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. そうそう。ただなんかこう、出産で言われるとさ、こうまだ産んでない女性からするとこれを聞くとちょっと怖いよねと思った。Like,
Well, it's this weird there's this weird transitionary period that we're in where we have all the evolutionary pressures in place and weeding people out. And then we kind of get into this period where we're artificially sustained, whether it's, you know, premature birth or the C-section or glasses or whatever it is, all these ways that we keep ourselves functional and sort of level the playing field. It's the average quality of our gene pool is certainly going to deteriorate as a result of that. And inevitably, we're going to require this sort of forward escape, this just move as fast as we can into technologies that address these more fundamentally, like genetic engineering.
そうだね。なんかこの間、こう、 顔が認識できない人っているじゃん。なんかプラピもそうらしいんだけど、顔を見分けられないっていう人がいるんだよね、一定の割合で。プラピ
is Brad Pitt.
Yeah. He can't recognize people's faces. So, それをすごい読んでて。でも、私もさ、目が悪いのをカバーするためにコンタクトしてるから、 ちょっと離れたとこでもわかるけど、まあちょっとその人の顔が認識できないっていうのと根本的には違うけれども、ただ近づくまでは誰かわかんないわけじゃん。そういう意味ではさ、エボリューショナリー的に言うと、ものすごい欠陥なんだよね、私とかって。Yeah,
probably.
でもすごい面白いの、その、there's cultural
elements to it too. Your eyes are bad. And before, that would be a problem in terms of your survival. But now, it's a problem in terms of, you know, now you have to wear braces. Now you have to wear glasses. Now you look like, you know, you're not cool at school.
そうだから、その、and so
there's cultural implications for it
too. その顔がレコナイズできない人とかは、要は顔の美しさとかはあんまり関係ないわけじゃん、相手を選ぶときに。で、すごい面白いのは、セレブみたいに 一般的にすごく美人とかイケメンってもてはやされてる人の顔は余計全部一緒に見えるから全然魅力的に見えないってある人を言っていて、だからそれよりももっとなんかこう髪型がすごい奇抜だったり髪の色が紫だったりとか洋服がすごくなんか特殊な感じだったりとか声が面白いとか、なんかそういうのに惹かれる。 で、そういう方が見分けるのには、まあ見分けやすいじゃん。だから、でもちろん目とか鼻とかが見えてないわけじゃないから、その部分としてはもちろん認識できるんだけど、鳩の顔を見るのと一緒みたいな。だから、鳩もそれぞれ目があって、くちばしがあるけど、この50羽いる鳩全部一緒に見えるな、みたいな感覚なんだって。人間を見ても。だから自分の顔も、 鏡で見てもちょっとよくわかんないみたいな。だから写真の中で大量に人が写っている中に自分がいても、どれが自分かわかんないんだって。Faces
are so weird.
そうなの。だからその人たちにとっては、なんていうの？なんかこう一般的にセレブがすごい美人みたいななってるけど、一部の人にとってはそれが全く意味を持たないというか、
It's weird. And it's it reminds me of what we did with the what was it? The morphing experiment with faces. Remember, if you just like maintain eye contact long enough, the face like faces morph.
Yeah, and for some people,
it morphs into someone that they know.
Sometimes
it morphs into kind of a monster face.
Yeah.
マイケルの顔が変になってたもんだって。そう、there's a special treatment of sort of the visual image of faces that we have. It's like you see like a wall socket. Oh, it's a face. You can see cars and like you see faces, and we subtly put faces into things, and we send each other just smiley faces made out of, you know, semicolon and like a parenthesis or something, and it totally works. just because we're wired so weird about this thing.
そうだね。あ、そう、それでその顔を recognize できない人も絵文字はわかるんだ。なんかその表情は読み取れる。
Hmm.
って言ってた。でもなんかあんまり話題にならないから結構自分がそうだって気づくのに時間がかかる人もいるっぽくていっぱい。だからなんかすごい自分は人の顔を忘れがちだなみたいな。なんかただ記憶力が悪いんだって自分で思い込んじゃってたけど、実はそうじゃなくてこういうことだったみたいな。
Sometimes I wonder what seeing our own faces so frequently has done to us. Because before
selfie とか
before all this technology, you would very rarely ever see your own face or see yourself really, right? Maybe if you went down to the, you know, lake or something, or you saw
あ、鏡もない前ってこと?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what we are from an evolutionary standpoint, more or less, pre-mirrors, right?
Yeah.
So we never saw ourselves, and you don't really have this vigorously maintained idea of like what you look and how you're going to dress and like all this, your makeup and my face, all this stuff all the time. So the first mirrors were probably a trip, but now we have this thing where, I mean, the biggest social media network in the world is Facebook.
でもさ、どっちが辛いか分かんないよね。例えばそのか今もさ、今日なんかバイラルになってたのですごい胸が痛くなったけど、10歳とか8歳の女の子がの変なトレンドがあって、 YouTube かなんかの Am I pretty or ugly? っていうのが流行っちゃってるらしく、ほんとこんなちっちゃい女の子が、Am I pretty or ugly? Leave some comments. You can say whatever. It's okay. みたいな、 I just wanna know. みたいな感じでコメント求めてるわけよ。私可愛いか可愛くないか、ほんとこんなちっちゃい子だよ。でそれってやっぱり今のこういうトレンドがあるわけじゃん。こうセルフィーを撮ってインスタに上げて、みんなが可愛いだの可愛くないだの言って評価してくるみたいな。それも辛いけど、逆に考えると鏡が全くないとして、じゃあそれが楽かっていうとそうでもないよね。多分その中でも結局モテるモテないとかはあるわけじゃん。で自分の顔が見えないからわかんないけど、なんであの子ばっかり人気あるんだろうみたいな、私はなんでダメなんだろうっていうのがさ、わかんないじゃん。だって
I don't really think we weren't really thinking in those terms.
Well, I'm sure there were still like popularity though.
Well, it was tribal societies focused on.
Even then, for natural selection, I'm sure there were popular men and women, and there were unpopular women and men, and
I think a lot of what you're referring to is actually part of what has emerged as a result of us being able to pay so much attention to ourselves and our appearance and judge ourselves versus other people and the discussions of popularity.
だってさ、平安時代とかもあったわけだよ。平安時代に鏡どれぐらい普及してたかわかんないけど、こういう顔が美人みたいな、こういう顔が、まあ人気がある顔とか、髪が長い方がいいとか、それはもう平安時代ぐらいからもはやあったわけでさ。
Yeah, but I'm talking about 200,000 years ago.
なんか自分で確認できないし、見えないから改善もできないみたいなさ。それはそれで辛いよね。どっちにしろ辛いね、だから。
But I just don't think that focus that you're referring to, that we have on our own appearance, and this shift from evolutionary pressure being more of a survival thing to more of a mating selection thing, is a transition that has occurred since our focus has become increasingly on ourselves and our own egos developed.
Well, I mean, like, でもその健康状態とかが容姿に現れるっていうのは科学的にも出てるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
ってことはそのすごい昔、本当ケーブマン時代にもメイティングセレクションの時にどうしてもこっちの方がいいとか、この子よりあっちの方がいいっていうのは絶対にあるわけじゃん。だからその時に個人としてわからないわけだから、自分の顔が見えないとさ、なんであの子の方がモテるのかみたいな、なんかそれはそれで辛いよね。だから化粧でごまかすとかもないしさ、なんかこう 髪型を変えてちょっとイメチェンとかもできないわけだから、
yeah.
本当に激しい自然淘汰が行われるわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
今だったらね、整形なりなんなりさ、
I just think our, the way we think about ourselves now, the way that our egos work now is probably vastly different than it was when we were, for the majority of time that we were evolving. And this question that you're asking is kind of along those same lines. Like, these are the kind of concerns that we emphasize today in our society.Because we have this kind of newfound focus on ourselves and maintaining.
But like in caveman era, wasn't it even more important to mate? Because that's for women, because that's all you have. Right now it's like, oh, it's okay. Like, I'm just going to go out there, work, become CEO, whatever. Well, but back then you had to be desirable. Otherwise you can't survive.
I think it was more survival-based than mating
exactly.
selection.
Exactly, and in order to survive for females...
Well, the dynamics of relationships today are quite delicate. And so these things that we do to affect our appearance and whatnot have a much greater impact than they would have back then. I mean, we can see that they're... You get where I'm going with this, yeah.
I guess. I still like to think that there was this kind of like personal feelings type of thing towards mating selection even back then.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something that we recently suddenly developed, you
well,
know?
I think a lot of it has developed quite recently. I mean, it's difficult to say exactly. We don't know the specifics
yeah.
of those.
Yeah, I mean, we're just speculating here, but like I want to think, I want to believe that. So it's like, だとすると、今の方が逆になんかその目が見えなくても生き残れるのと一緒で、
mm-hmm.
なんかこう意外と淘汰される側が少なくなってる、
mm-hmm.
から集団として考えると若干そういう意味では生きやすくなってんのかなみたいな、ちょっとポジティブに考えたいじゃん、
yeah.
そういうこと。次。
An international team of geologists led by researchers at the University of Leicester. Is that how you would say it?
It's called Leicester 大学 in Japanese.
Mm. University of Leicester has estimated that the mass of all artificial structures and objects on this planet adds up to approximately 30 trillion tons. This sum total of all human-made objects on Earth, from iPhones to houses, factories, landfills, roads, airports, computer systems, space shuttles, pinatas, and grand pianos, is referred to as the technosphere.Professor Williams, one of the authors, stated the following in the research. The technosphere can be said to have butted off the biosphere and arguably is now at least partly parasitic on it. At its current scale, the technosphere is a major new phenomenon of this planet and one that is evolving extraordinarily rapidly. The research is published in the Anthropocene Review.
学会誌 Anthropocene Review.に掲載された論文で、イギリスレスター大学の地質学チームが人間が作った建築物や物質など地球上に存在する人工のものの重さをすべて合わせるとおよそ30兆トンに及ぶとの見積もりを発表しました。 iPhone から家、工場、埋め立て地、道路、空港、コンピューターシステム、宇宙船、ピニャータ、グランドピアノなど全ての人間由来のものを含めています。論文を執筆したウィリアムズ教授は論文で以下のように述べています。我々の技術圏は生物圏から芽吹き、少なくとも部分的に寄生していると言えるでしょう。技術圏はこの惑星における大規模な新現象であり、 極めて素早く進化しています。
Yep.
30兆トン。なんでここに急にピニャータ出てきた
I just threw stuff in there.
しかもピニャータそんな重くないし。
Mm. But it's a thing.
そうだね。
Mm.
面白いね。その重さで考えると。
Can you imagine how heavy that is? 30 trillion?
No. No. また出たって感じ。このさ、半分から下のマイケルの話に出てくる数字、大体でかすぎるからね。
全然想像できない。There's a lot of stuff that's too small.
確かに、ちっちゃすぎるか大きすぎて想像できないシリーズ。
Yeah. Well, our brain only goes up to like 5 elephants and then it's maxed out, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of this idea of the technosphere?
I don't know.
I mean, giving it a word kind of helps us distinguish between there is this population of stuff on this planet that is clearly not like the rest of the stuff on this planet.
Mm.
Right? And this author, Professor Williams, is saying that is a major new phenomenon.
Right. だからあれだよね、雲の世界だと雲の巣を作ってるじゃん、
mm.
それがもうそういう作ったものってことだもんね、
mm.
だ雲だと雲の巣だけだけど、
mm.
人間はそれを30兆トン分もいろいろ作っちゃったみたいな
Yeah, beaver dams or
Right, アリの巣とかね
Yeah
Yeah,
yeah soThis idea of this, I think we kind of act like this is, the current situation is sort of how it's always been and how it'll always be. But we didn't really start building stuff on this planet, as far as we can tell, until maybe 14,000 years ago.
まあだって今このマイケルの部屋の中に座ってても見えるものすべて人工物だもんね。
Almost, yeah.
だなんかこう人間ってもの作るの好きだよね。
Mm-hmm.
すごい。
yeah, we make stuff.
yeah, もの作る。だってうちの猫とか一個ももの作らないもん。
Mm.
別にものを作ることに興味がない生き物じゃん。
Mm-hmm.
それと対比するとすごいよね。
Yeah, and this isn't something that's ever really happened on this planet before.Where some creature just started making shitloads of stuff, different stuff, weird stuff.
As far as we know.
As far as we know. but we're fairly certain.
I went to the, あれに行ったの、六本木のさ、Art and Space Exhibition、mm-hmm. 今森美術館でやってるやつ。で、なんだっけ、うつろ船じゃなくて、なんていうんだっけ、ほら、江戸時代かなんかに、来たエイリアンの女性みたいなさこういう変な船に乗ってきた人の話とかが載ってて真っ暗の中に赤い字で Ancient Alien ってなんか書いてるライトの展示物があってそれだけでテンション上がったからね私は
Yeah, the Ancient Alien section was quite small
Yeah, but still なんか Ancient Alien っていう言葉自体を日本でオフィシャルの場で見たのが初めてだもん私は、
yeah.
ま、うちの番組ではさ私のせいでこれがしょっちゅう出てくるけど個人的に好きだから、
mm.
でも日本のああいう場であんななんかしかもおしゃれな感じで
It's weird that nobody talks about it but there's a lot of we don't know very much about our early history we don't know what happened
そうそう、
we've discovered this
なんとか船の人だって私はエイリアンだと思ってるからねむしろ
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
でもあの船の形がだってなんかもうさ不思議じゃん。
うん。
でなんか上がガラスでできてるみたいなこうなんていうの？その当時ガラスってものがあったのかな？わかんないけどこうとにかく中が見えるようなもので覆われてたみたいなさ。
うん。
ロマンが広がる。
Yeah, so you think aliens built stuff and left it here? What do you think? I know, or what do you think about it right now, ancient aliens? The only thing that, the only thread of hope that I'm hanging on to, I guess, is Göbekli Tepe.
Yeah.
Which is completely bizarre how old is, how old it is.
本当ならば、あの、なんとかチョウカルスっていたじゃん、あの、もじゃもじゃ頭の人。Mm-hmm. あの人が言ってること、本当ならば全部信じたい勢いだもん。
He's,
気持ちとしてはね。
He's a bit of a crackpot. There's...
そうなんだけど、なんか、すごい楽しいじゃん。
But there's legitimate stuff, legitimate mysteries to be, you know, considered.
そうそう。なんかこう、今だと絶対に切れないこう石切りの技術とかね、をこうベックリテピではあったりとか、だこれを正直今作ろうと思ったら作れないみたいなとかもう大好きだもん。
Yeah, I think we could probably do.
いやなんかね、
almost all of that stuff
でもね、石切り職人をその場に連れてきてたの。それで。これ今の技術でできますかって言ったらその人ができませんね。これはなんかどうやってやったのかわからないみたいなことを言っててさ、それだけで超テンション上
がる。Yeah, well, part of it is just knowing their techniques. You know, there was a lot of debate.
Yeah.
The original hang up was how did they move these stones? Because
yeah.
there's like 2.1 million stones in the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Yeah.
And there's stones in there that weigh like.Over 20 tons.
そうだからなんか F35 とかでも運べないみたいなさ。
Mm-hmm.
そりゃやっぱ嬉しくなっちゃうよね。
Well, even if you had a 747 and completely emptied it out, it wouldn't be able to carry the largest stones.
Right.
And they brought those stones from a distance equivalent to
Japan to Korea.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but weirder than that is the water of
erosion.
The water erosion on the Sphinx.
So.
Because they know that it hasn't rained in Egypt where the Sphinx is since long before the Egyptians
so.
were
で、ね、
there. So.
一回それをね、日本語の記事になってたの。この話がどっかで、
oh, really?
ネットで。で、わあ、珍しいと思って見てたら、mm. 下のコメントでみんななぜか日本のネットの人は信じないの。なんか嘘だ、
oh,
みたいな。
The water erosion
とかなんか全てを。なんかこうエジプト人が全部やったとなぜか思いたい思いたい傾向、mm-hmm. だから私と真逆の傾向で、
mm-hmm.
なんか普通にとんでも話みたいな感じでなっちゃってて、いやいやいや、これナショナルジオグラフィックとかでもやったやつだからねみたいな思いつつ、
oh, There's a lot of wonky stuff that's been proposed. Like if you take、
yeah.
the structure of the pyramid and you spin it at high velocityhigh velocity
well,
that it
I mean
it,
there are so many things so you can like select as you please I guess but
that crystal there is the exact dimensions of the Great Pyramid
cool
of Giza
あのさこれぐらいの大きさのこの何コロンビアかなんかに見つかった飛行機みたいな形の変な人形みたいなのがあってそれを同じ比率で大きくすると本当に飛ぶ構造になってるとかね。
I don't know about that.
それもでもちゃんとナショナルジオグラフィックでやってたからね。そのナショナルジオグラフィックっていうのが私はあのそこでもうやったんだぞっていうさ、
うん、
一つの指標として使っちゃってるけど。
So why do you think we're making all this stuff?
Because we like it. We like stuff.
But why do we like stuff? What is all this stuff for?Why did our species start thinking of things in our imagination and making it in reality?
That's how we survived, right? でもここまで来てさ、今ほら断捨離とか流行ってるじゃん。
What's that?
あのほら、自分の生活に必要ないものを全部捨てて、だから洋服とかも3枚とか。
Oh, yeah.
いらない。家具も捨てて、
mm-hmm.
まあ捨てるか寄付とかして
the Steve Jobs wardrobe
あ、そうそうそうそう
It's just turtlenecks and Levi's or something
そうそうなんかこう物が溢れすぎて逆にそういうトレンドも起きるみたいな、
mm.
それはそれで面白いよね
Yeah, but that's I don't know if that's the trend that's,
No,
that's,
it is a trend
but,
Like I see it everywhere Like there's so many people like writing about it now And あのちょうど今私がコラム連載してるとこでも一人なんかそれについてコミックなのかななんか書いてる人がいて、mm. なんか炊飯器が壊れたタイミングで、あの土鍋で米を炊くようになったみたいな。で土鍋もともとあるから、で炊飯器を新しく買い直すのをやめましたみたいな。だからずっと必要だと思ってたものが実はなくても余裕で生きられるよみたいな話とか、yeah. 本屋とか今行ってみ、すごいよそのセクション。
But there's a lot of stuff.
断捨離セクション。
Yeah. Yeah. Our relationship to the stuff thing is pretty crazy. Because you have to buy things to survive, and then we're constantly being peddled more and more stuff. And there's cultural weird.
まあそのconsumerismみたいなね。こうすごい広告打ってものをみんなに買わせてとか。
But it's, まあ、それがちょっと it's all we're doing, basically.
でもそれがちょっと一旦なんかこう、あ、でもちょっと待ってみたいになる人が出てきている感じはする、やっぱり。日本はね。日本とかヨーロッパとか。
Yeah. But it's alarming if you look at the earth as a whole and you consider, you know, this technosphere and the rate at which it is expanding. They're saying now that there's more varieties of stuff. They're calling it species. And what was the term they used? Like techno-fossils. In other words, we've made more kinds of things than the natural world has made species. Species being considered little things.
Right.
Right, with an organization. So we have actually made more varieties of stuff than nature has in the entire fossil record.
Right.
And that has happened in mostly just within the last 100 years or so. I mean, nothing happens in this short time frame. There were whole civilizations on this planet that existed for thousands of years. Thousands of years.
Yeah, まあ right? でも iPhone とかさ、なんかこう、まあ、携帯とかパソコンとか毎年とか何年に1回とか新しいのがどんどん出るとか、車も新しいのがどんどん出るし、まあそりゃそうだよね。そのスピーシーズが新しいの出るより出るのと比べ物にならないスピードじゃん。新しいサーフボード、新しいビーツのこの何ヘッドフォンとかさ、
yeah.
なんかわかんないけど。
Yeah. Well, yeah. One major difference that I think is noticeable between human beings and the natural world is what happens to the waste, the detritus. Because in the natural world, something dies, a leaf falls off, or whatever. Those leftovers have facilitated some niche in the ecosystem that will utilize that in an extremely efficient way. We don't do that. We take our garbage, we throw it in a landfill, we bulldoze some dirt over it, and that's and then we just make more shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it might be a good idea to start modeling ourselves after nature, after ecosystems, and understand that all the waste that we produce needs to be processed at a similar rate. To the rate at which we're producing stuff in order for this to be sustainable overall.
そうだね。
See, researchers at the University of Edinburgh have found that women being treated for Hodgkin lymphoma with ABVD were producing between 4 and 10 times more eggs as healthy women. They speculate that the chemotherapy may have triggered ovarian stem cells to produce new follicles which are structures that produce new eggs. The effect was observed in all of the women on ABVD. Upon inspection of donated ovarian tissue from women on ABVD, the researchers found that the tissue was in healthy condition and had the appearance of young women's ovarian tissue. While the eggs produced in these conditions are immature and unlikely to be functional, the finding may change our understanding of how ovaries produce eggs.
イギリスエジンバラ大学の研究チームが血液のがんであるホジキンリンパ腫の患者で ABVD 療法と呼ばれる抗がん剤治療を受けている女性は卵子の数が健康な女性の4から10倍になっていることを発見しました。 ABVD 療法の影響で卵巣の幹細胞が卵胞を作り出し卵子の増加につながったと考えられます。 この影響は治療を受けている女性全員で確認されました。患者女性の卵巣組織を分析すると、組織は健康で若返ったような状態になっていました。ABVD 療法の影響を受けてできた卵子は未熟で完全な機能はできない可能性が高いものの、今後不妊治療などへの貢献が期待されます。排卵した時にの卵の数が多いってこと？普通排卵すると1個か2個じゃん、
mm-hmm.
それが10倍になってるってこと？どういうこと？
I think so, yeah.
え？20個ぐらい排卵してるってこと？それすごくない？
That would be the upper limit, but yeah. But I mean, this isn't a natural phenomenon, you know?
Yeah,
so
right.
It's kind of freaky, what's happening here. It's a completely unexpected result.
これってその閉経してる女性にも起きるの？
Anyone...
Like with...women with menopause?
I think so. It seemed, because all of the women involved, all of the women that they looked at, regardless of age, were producing these
eggs. その、私の理解では、結局、生涯で作られる卵の数が決まってるって言われてきたわけじゃない？で、それっていうのは、卵胞ホルモンの量が決まってるからで、それが35歳過ぎるとまあどんどん減っていくけど、これはそもそもそれをその卵胞ホルモンを増やすってこと？
I don't think they know that.
Okay. They
yeah.
just know that
the
排卵するときに
They inspected the tissue and it appeared to be, it looked like the tissue of younger women, and it had the follicles there that are necessary to produce these eggs. But I don't know about, I don't think that they found hormonal changes. I would expect that they would have looked into that.What you're talking about. But the mechanism for this is, at this point, it seems unknown. But, I mean, based on our understanding up to this point, this, according to these researchers, shouldn't be able to happen. But it happened in all cases that they looked at.
めちゃくちゃ予想外っていうことだよね。
Yeah, but this doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you can just go on this ABVD and then suddenly your fertility goes through the roof and you're
right.
And you're shooting out fresh eggs. There's also the A in ABVD stands for adriamycin, which is known to as aExtremely potent drug that causes DNA damage.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the chemicals that's involved here. So, yeah, they don't know if these eggs are at all viable, but it does let's give us some insight into what.Ovaries might be able to do potentially, because if we can find what is creating this effect and then leverage it in a way that's not toxic, like that's what they do with, I don't know, like spider venom or something.
Yeah.
You know, some part of the spider venom is good for treating something. That doesn't mean you drink.
結局あれだもんね。その排卵無排卵の状態になっちゃってる人とかもいるわけだからさ、不妊の中には。これ不思議だね本当に、でも今すごいいろいろあるんだよね、できることっていうか、その試すこと。なんか私友達がこの間今度これやるんだって言って送ってきたのが、その人工授精、体外受精じゃなくて人工授精、だからまあ身近な言い方すると、あの牛とかも人工授精してるじゃん、 乳牛を作るために。それと同じような感じで、こうなんかね、すごい細長いチューブを中に入れて、こうクランプでなんていうの、子宮口をがっちりこう閉じて、で中に精子を注入するみたいな、はい、そうすると精子がこう泳ぐ距離がすごく短くて済むわけだから、
うん、
あんまり元気じゃなくても、まあ、ちょっとショートカットできるし、うん、その通常の1回のセックスで出る精液の量より多い量を貯めて一気に入れられるから、うん、あの妊娠の確率が、まあ、普通の状態だと全部タイミングが合った状態でも 20% とか言われるけど、これだと 30% に上がるって言ってた。
This is almost like the stem cell injection.
そうで、これ日本でやってるのか分かんないんだけど、まあ、その子は香港かなって、うん、に住んでるから、まあ、香港でやるって言って1回4万円ぐらいって言ってた。
You could make the same inferences about evolution with something like this as well. You know, permitting less capable of sperm from.
そう、あと面白いのはあの体外受精 IVF も日本とかアメリカって結局その何個か作るじゃん、受精卵を、
うん、
でその中でいいのを選んで体に戻すんだけど、その時にあの日本とか、あ、日本と香港は性別を選べない、もう精子の段階で性別って分かるじゃん、
うん、
でそれを選ばせてくれないんだけど、タイとアメリカは選べるんだって。
うん、
とりあえずこのいいやつの中でも、じゃあ最初男の子欲しいから男の子戻しましょうとか、
うん、
だからその子はもし IVF やるんだったらタイでやるって言ってた。
Huh. It seems like countries that don't regulate as much or don't limit genetic engineering as much will be destinations for people who want to go and you know, if you have any sort of genetic problem with yourself orthere's a genetic problem with your partner or both, then you may seek that sort of scientific intervention in your bad DNA.
だから結局お金があれば、
mm-hmm.
まあお金があるとか言語がわかるとか、なんかそういうのがある人は確かにそういう規制が少ない方に行って、まあやればいいっていう感じにはなってるよね。結局保険が効かなかったりするから、どっちにしろあんまり変わんないっていう感じで。Yeah.
And that's only going to intensify in the future, for sure.
ガタカだよ、本当に。
次。In a new paper published in Physical Review D, researchers have suggested that the speed of light has dramatically slowed down since the early universe. Specifically, they believe that during the inflationary period of the emergence of the universe, that the speed of light was 32 orders of magnitude faster than the speed of light currently, which is 300 million meters per second.Furthermore, in their model, approaching the Big Bang, the speed of light reaches infinity. They explained the variation as a function of heat, where the slowdown in the speed of light was actually a phase change that occurred as the universe cooled down from 10 to the 28th power degrees Celsius. If their work were to be confirmed, it would have implications for general relativity and affect our calculations for the size of the universe.
Physical Review D に掲載された論文で、初期の宇宙と比較して光の速さが大幅に遅くなっている可能性が指摘されています。インフレーション時は現在の光の速さより32倍の速さ、3億メートル毎秒だったと考えられます。チームのモデルによると、ビッグバン直前には光の速さは無限大に到達しています。チームはこうした速度の差は熱によって引き起こされると説明しており、速度が下がったのも宇宙が10の28乗摂氏から冷えた際に起きたと考えられます。このモデルが正しいことが確認されれば、従来の一般相対性理論や現在の宇宙の大きさの計算の方法に影響を与えます。確かにそうだよね、その光の速さって一定で変わらないっていう前提で計算してるんだもんね。
Yeah, in fact so much so thatI mean, they had all these measurements of the speed of light. It was a tricky thing to do because it's so fast. And it would vary. Because it's so fast, I mean, the accuracy of the instruments is a big factor. And so at some point they defined the speed of light. They said the speed of light is defined as this, what was it, 300 million meters per second. And so we know that we're not operating on exactly whatever the speed of light is, but the fact that we've defined it may kind of avert our view from this idea that maybe it isn't exactly the same all the time, because the variation could be extremely small, almost impossible to detect. But if it varied at all, the implications would be massive.
これさ、32、その今より大幅に早かったとすると、宇宙の大きさ、is it actually smaller or bigger than we think now?
I think it would be...I mean, you would have to actually do the math, which is complex, but I think it would, the universe would be larger. Yeah, you wouldn't change the age of the universe. It's tricky to think about because the universe is infinite. The universe is expanding, and...the observable universe, so like the cosmic microwave background is 13.7 billion light years away.
Okay.
However, because space has been expanding, the horizon of the universe is like 47 billion years away. So...there's this issue where the light from one side of the universe couldn't really have reached the other side of the universe. And so to reconcile that, they have this notion of inflation. I mean, there's other reasons, but this notion of inflation, which is that immediately after the singularity at the beginning of the universe, it's like 10 to the minus 30, what is it?10 to the minus 36 seconds to 10 to the minus 32 seconds. I mean, this is much less than a second. In that period, the universe went from this tiny point and inflated at an insane rate to this big, huge thing. And then as a result of it taking up so much more space, it's cooler.And that's what caused this phase change in the speed of light. And so as the universe, presumably as the universe continues to cool, the speed of light will continue to decrease.
Right. だから今もその分かんないぐらいのちっちゃさでどんどん遅くなってるかもしれないってことだよね。
Yeah.Yeah, it may be so subtle that we can't detect it.
Right, right.
But these researchers, they say that there may be a way to prove whether this is true or not. So if you look at the cosmic microwave background, and Komatsu-san would be the guy to talk about this, actually, or refute it. If you look at the cosmic microwave background, it's fairly homogeneous in its...gravitational fluctuations, or its density. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. And they index this. It's called a spectral index, and a spectral index of one is defined as like perfect homogeneity. So you look at the cosmic microwave background, which is a picture of the beginning of the universe, and it appears to be homogeneous.
Okay.
In itsdensity fluctuation. And so these researchers use this variable speed of light theory to calculate that the homogeneity index, the spectral index, for density should be 0.96478. Now that's predicted. That's okay. Predicted. We've measured it up to 0.968. So their prediction is several orders of magnitude more precise than our measurements today, right? Mm. So if we can obtain more detailed cosmic microwave background data, then we should be able to verify or disprove their model of a variable speed of light.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Wait, so...
Yeah.
32 orders of magnitude faster, like I translated into like basically 30 times faster.
No.
But is that, that's like totally incorrect.
No,
yeah?
Not sanju nibai, but 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10.
So it's like 10 no.
An order of magnitude is 10 times stronger. It's like it's like magnitude in earthquakes, like shindo, or not shindo, but magnitude 8 is 10 times stronger than magnitude 7. And they're one order of magnitude different.
Okay. So 32 orders of magnitude faster means...
Well, I mean, at the singularity, at the very beginning of the universe, presumably 13.7 billion years ago, the speed of light would have been infinite.
Right.
Yeah. And eventually it would slow down to 32 orders of magnitude faster than the current speed of light.
Yeah, I'm still totally confused.
Which part are you confused about?
Just the concept of orders of magnitude faster.
It just means way faster. It's it just means way faster. That's all it means. That the speed of light, but the, I mean, you change the speed of light, you change the laws of physics. At the singularity, the reason why they call it a singularity, so I guess, is because the laws of physics actually break down at that point. The laws of physics are a property of the universe as it emerged.
Hmm.
So at the beginning, the laws of physics don't agree with the laws of physics later in the life of the universe. And so principally, this notion of the speed of light being variable, I think kind of makes sense, just because the universe was so different at the beginning. We're talking about this entire universe, everything you see, the pinatas, the grand pianos, the space shuttles, all of these things, all of this stuff originated from tiny, tiny fluctuations in the singularity, which was so small that it could exist. The entire universe was so small that it could sit in the palm of your hand quite easily. It would be so small you probably wouldn't even see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, これはいつ confirm されるの?
I don't know. As soon as we have measurements of the CMB that would give us a spectral index with a level of accuracy better than 6 or 7 decimal points, at which point we could confirm it. Or you wouldn't even need that many. You would just need 3 decimal points.
これ合ってたらノーベル賞取れる?
Oh, definitely.
だよね?
Definitely. But, you know...
だってめちゃくちゃ根本的なことじゃない?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's weird. You can kind of... In the larger equation of what the world is, you can kind of flip things around and it sort of works the same way.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like you can have drastically different interpretations of some factor and still produce a model of the universe that kind of works. They call this like flipping the sign. So so that's what's going on here. This could be bogus. It could definitely be bogus, but I think you have to give the researchers credit for providing that number that can so definitively be either proven or disproven. Because a lot of times people write stuff and it's, you know, it's speculative and there's no way to
right
to close the book on it.
So だね。
Yeah.
面白い。話終わりですか?
Yep.
宇宙ね、なんか今から面白い映画何個か出てくるよね。ハリウッドでも。あの、最近 Rebuild めっちゃ聞いててまた。あの、宮川さんまた来てくれないかな?
We have a lot of technosphere to discuss.
Yeah, その宮川さんもね、なんかあの Arrival っていう映画の話してて。エイミー・アダムズが出てるやつ。多分日本にまだまだ来ないんだけど、それも結構楽しみだし。パッセンジャーズとかね、
mm-hmm.
宮川さんに会いたいな。なんか落ち着くんだよね、リビルって聞いてると。
いや、
なんかこう私みたいに声がキンキンしてないしさ、なんか男性が多いからゲスト。
いや、
yeah. 今まで女性のゲストいたのかな。
I like the silence in that show when nobody's talking.
そうそう、
It's like who's gonna say something.
しかもなんかすごい真面目なトーンで面白いこと言う人とかいるからさ、すごい意外なとこで笑っちゃったりするし。
So what about these movies?
It's I think I told you about this, but なんか結構ちゃんと科学者を入れて、あの、いや絶対ないだろうみたいのをなるべく排除するみたいな動きが見られる映画。らしいよ。パッセンジャーズはあの送ったけど、多分マイケルね、あのプールでジェニファー・ローレンスが溺死しそうになる無重力の中で、あれは面白くない?
It looks good.
そう、すごい。
The trailer looks good.
怖いよね。なんかこう、あ、プールで泳いでる時に急に無重力になっちゃったらこうなるのかみたいな。
I'm really interested inThese space movies that kind of go into the psychological aspect of actually being in space.
そうだね。
Because you can be in a capsule in space and you don't know whether you have claustrophobia or agoraphobia or both.
Yeah.
You know, because you look out and it's just like you're just in this little tiny pea pod.
やっぱあれでしょ、スティーブ・ブシェミでしょ、アルマゲドンの。
Oh, did he lose his mind in that movie?
Yeah, like once they get to the...
I don't remember that movie that well.
Once they get to the meteor or whatever.
Yeah.
なんか掘らなきゃいけないじゃん、爆弾を入れるために。その時なんか、yeah, he goes nuts. And he starts like shooting at people or something. I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a crude representation of the psychology that might be involved.
まあ、あれ古いからね。
Yeah.
でもなんかこう、その宇宙で頭おかしくなると言えばみたいな。で言うと、私の中ではSteve Buscemi、そう。
yeah.
あのこの間なんかさ、あの DVD の方がの時代が良かったみたいなことでマイケルがさ、あのコメンタリーがあったからみたいなこと言ってたじゃん、で私がベン・アフレックがなんか言ってたんだけど、なんだっけ、言ってたのアルマゲドンだった、全然最近じゃなかった、あれで He said そのドリルする人たちに、
yeah.
宇宙での活動を教えるよりもアストロナッツにドリルの仕方を教えた方が早いだろうみたいな、まあ絶対にそうじゃん。それを監督に言ったら、Shut up って言われてっていうのをコメンタリーで文句言ってたっていうやつでした。
Yeah. What do astronauts do all the time? You know, what are their skills?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's right, right? I mean, why are they teaching, like, why are they training these drilling people? Into becoming astronauts. Like, why can't you teach astronauts to drill?
Have like, you seen, like, the live spacewalks that NASA broadcasts sometimes? It's really interesting to watch, but they'll just stream astronauts outside the International Space Station, like, repairing something.
Okay.
And they have HD, like, GoPros and stuff on their head.
Oh, wow.
So it looks... All the comments section, it's live, the comments.
Hi.
People are just like, NASA is bullshit. The Earth is flat. This is CGI. Like, seriously, everybody. It's unbelievable how many of these flat Earth people there are.
Trolling じゃないの?
I don't know. Like, I mean, definitely a lot of it's trolling, but it seems like a lot of it's not trolling.
なんかもうさ、
Because people with on their Facebook accounts using their real name are strongly advocating this flat earth theory thing, and I find that hard to, like, you can't troll.
でももはやわかんないよね。この間私だってなんか黒人の男の子の顔写真と横にアリアナ・グランデの写真があって見た、mm-hmm. なんかなんだっけ whatever years ago Ariana Grande found this black child selling candies or whatever and she told him that you're going to be so big you're important and whatever years later he became President Obama みたいな変ななんか変なやつがあってみんななんかまあ受けるみたいな感じなんだけどその中で、mm-hmm. Facebook だから本当にそれこそ本名でなんか I can't stand Ariana みたいななんかそれを結構本気に撮ってるみたいな人とか、
yeah.
あとなんか本気で Obama is whatever years old Ariana is whatever years old like this cannot be real like what the fuck みたいななんか怒ってるみたいな、mm-hmm. 人とかもいるんだけどなんかどこまで本当なのかどこまでトローしてるのかなんかもうわかんないよね
It's gotten pretty fuzzy with the、ね、whole Pizzagate
本当にわかんない、
You know the whole Pizzagate thing Yeah? Oh you don't know about the Like the, there's this There's been this pizza This Pizzagate thing going on Like on the internet Where it's basically、This conspiracy theory Based onThe WikiLeaks emails of the head of the DNC, John Podesta, and the conspiracy theory suggests that there is this pedophile ring in the upper levels of the government.
I read that just a little bit.
And so they like show pictures of inside John Podesta's house. There's like this kind of pedophilia artwork, and there's like this comet pizza. But it's like it's there's so many weird details and so many weird.It's so complex and weird and sounds so unbelievable.
Hmm.
Nobody really knows what to make of it. Yeah. Nobody knows what to make of it. I don't know if it's... I mean, it sounds... I'm inclined to dismiss it.
Yeah.
But there's so much disinformation and sort of trolling and memes and some weird shit going on.
今の DNA っていう会社がすごいまとめサイトでなんか問題になって謝罪とかしてるの見た?要はなんか、mm-hmm. It's a platform and they were paying writers to write a lot of articles、
mm-hmm.
でもで結構医療系のやつとかもあって、
mm-hmm.
ただ全然嘘の情報とかもあるし、mm-hmm. まあ、お医者さんのブログとかから勝手にコピペしてるやつとかもあって、
mm-hmm.
まあ今全部取り下げてんだけど私も見たことある記事でなんか肩こりはお化けのせいですみたいな、
なんか、oh, that's true.
霊が肩に乗ってるからですみたいなのをね私も見たことがあったのでその時に、mm-hmm. Are they trolling? と思って別に問題だとも思わなかったそれ自体はね、
mm-hmm.
なんかあふざけてんだ真面目に書いてる風にふざけてんだと思ったら今日本のテレビのニュースではなんかこんなものもあって問題ですみたいな、mm-hmm. なんかそのさでもそれもだからふざけてるつもりじゃなかったのかなじゃあ書いてる人はなんかよくわかんないじゃん
Yeah, I mean itIt's there are things that sound very believable like oh you just take this pill that has an extract from these berries and it'll you know reduce inflammation and you know something that sounds sort of I mean it's easy to believe but it'll completely not be true and yeah. then there's stuff that sounds really unbelievable that turns out to be true I mean we just discussed several of those
yeah そうだね だからまあ何を信じればいいか難しいよね
Everybody
で特にその
lives in their own
多分 DNA とかが問題になってるのはすごい SEO 対策をやりすぎてうまく、
mm.
全部上に上がってくるからこう何で調べても彼らのプラットフォームのどれかの記事が上の方に全部来てるっていう、
mm. Mm-hmm.
その割に信憑性が低いみたいな。
It's not just shady websites though. I mean, a lot of these serious scientific journals and I mean, they publish a lot of stuff that's not true. I mean, it's estimated that at least like 40% of it turns out to not be true. There's stuff called, there's techniques for p-hacking. It's just hacking the p-value. Where you manipulate the sample size and in academia and this research area you're not penalized for being wrong. You're penalized for not publishing. So everyone's trying to publish and the motivation to publish is much stronger than the motivation to be correct. Also there's very little repetition of experiment. So
psychology
because there's little upside for researchers to go out and replicate someone else's experiment. And usually in most cases they'll find that there is no association where the original study found that there was an association. Or you'll find that yes, there's an association and we wasted our time. You know, so we say in the scientific method that repeatability is fundamental to it, but we're not really doing science in that way, the way that these
だから再現しようとしたのあれぐらいだよね、スタップ細胞ぐらいだけど、あれもさ、なんか日本だけさ、ドイツの大学でスタップ細胞の再現に成功しましたみたいな、誰かが嘘書いて、なんか実際の論文を読むと全然違うんだけど、誰かが日本語にそれをなんかねじ曲げたやつが謎に拡散して、うちのアカウントにもなんかたまに送られてくるじゃん、これどう思いますかみたいな、やっぱりおぼかたさんは合ってたんだみたいな、いや違うからみたいな。
Man, there was a major one with in particle physics maybe like a decade ago where I think Japanese physicists had said that they found some particular particle but and it was a huge dealAnd other researchers went out and repeated the experiment and also detected that particle. And after it had been confirmed by like four different institutions, they figured out that it didn't exist. You know, so the way that we infer the existence of certain things or come to certain conclusions are pretty...
そうだからネット面白いなと思うのはでもそのボカタさんが実は合ってたんだみたいなデマに対してやっぱコメントとかねやっぱり私は信じてましたみたいなのが何百件とかついてるわけよ、これはみんなボカタさんに謝らなくちゃいけないみたいな、いやちょっと落ち着いてみたいなさでそのそもそもスタップ細胞なんかスタップ現象っていうもの自体をボカタさんが考え出したものみたいな、なんていうのだからスタップがあったとしたらどんなやり方ですらそれはおぼかたさんの功績になるみたいな謎の誤解とかもあってなんか日本だけなんだけど日本のネットだけなんだけどその勘違いが見られるのは、でもなんかその何百件とかコメントついてるの見るとすごいなでその人たちはみんなだってそれを多分未だに信じてるわけじゃん、
Well, there are a lot of incidents andincidents in science where things have been done flagrantly, sort of blatantly. But I think the vast majority of cases are really subtle manipulations of data to support conclusions that they're seeking. There are a lot of issues for sure.
Yeah.
But it's the best it's ever been.
そうだね。
That's, you know, that's the upside, I guess.
Alright. 終わり。文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Mac と Android のアプリで購入できますので試してみてください。一個一個買うこともできるし、月額240円という激安価格で全部読み放題っていうのもやっていますので、ぜひ。もし、こう、ダウンロードして、文字起こしが白紙になっちゃった場合は右上の設定ボタンからトランスクリプト修正っていうのを押すと大体直ります。
Hopefully, yeah.
はい、なんかこう Wi-Fi 環境とか電波が微妙なところでダウンロードされちゃうと、たまにそういうことがあるっぽい。
Yeah, there's also, we had to do this transition of all this stuff to like a new server. And so the way the whole thing works is kind of in this transitionary, shifty period. So that caused a few errors, I think. So.
あと、Instagram と Facebook と Twitter やってますのでフォローお願いします。質問は Twitter でしていただけると返しやすいです。終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。